Just remember, lovers never lose, 'cause they are free of thoughts, unpure.
David Bowie's Fill Your Heart plays on a record at the Two Jerks record store in Ypsilanti. Wooden crates filled with used records decorate the cozy shop opened by Mark Teachout and his brother 3 years ago.
I just hate the thought that there wouldn't be a record store where I live.
So he loves it when customers like 27-year-old Jade Cassidy walk into the shop and share the same passion for vinyl.
I do like buying records. It's kind of a collection thing for me and just a different way to listen to music that isn't just an MP3 player. It's not super portable and accessible, so it's something you can hang out at home with people and kind of listen to and enjoy a record.
To help keep records alive, shops like Two Jerks and Encore in Ann Arbor participate in National Record Store Day. On April 22nd, independent shops will sell limited edition records and host activities to attract customers. Jim Dwyer's the co-owner of Encore.
People see how much fun it is to shop for music in this old-fashioned format of actually going into a store where you can flip through and look at things and talk to other people about, oh, you like that record? You should check this record out. I know the internet makes it easy to, you seem like you have the world at your fingertips, but those are all just representations and little sound clips, and the sound clips don't sound as good in a digital file as a vinyl LP.
I bump into 17-year-old Patience Aber as she browses through records at Encore with her mother.
Do you know about National Record Store Day?
Yeah, I've been for the past 3 years.
Patience says one day she just decided she wanted a record player, so she got one and started buying vinyl. She holds up two records as I continue talking to her.
I have Janis Joplin's Greatest Hits and Led Zeppelin 2.
Do you know about those artists?
Yeah, I love them. I love both of them a lot. Yeah.
You think the style of music is just so different from what you're listening to now?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely prefer older music to newer music. Just in terms of the style, I think it's just better. Yeah.
In 2016, more than 3 million LPs were sold, the highest since 1991. David Bowie's Black Star album was number one. Bowie, like Prince, are top sellers at local shops in Washtenaw County. But can you guess who else is in high demand? I'll give you a hint. Mark Teachout from Two Jerks reveals who it is.
The young kids really seem to be into 70s rock right now, which is interesting. Yeah, you didn't used to be able to sell a copy of Fleetwood Mac Rumors, and now every millennial that comes in wants a copy. I don't know what happened.
There's about 1,400 independent record stores across the U.S. Washtenaw County has a handful. Mark Terrace, who is a music host for WEMU, co-owns PJ's Used Records and CDs in Ann Arbor. While he supports promoting mom-and-pop shops, he believes Record Store Day has transformed into something else.
It seems to have turned into an event to promote the sale of limited edition recordings. And as I said, there seems to be an underground industry that has nothing to do with the retailer and their customers, and has more to do with people snatching up copies of these records, knowing that in 3 to 5 years they'll be in very high demand because they were printed in a limited number.
As time goes by, many records continue to hold their value. You may have a limited edition at home that's been collecting dust over the years. You may want to bring that treasure back to life and introduce it to the younger generation in your family. But be careful, they may want to keep it. I'll leave you with this one from David Lynch. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.